Harper Audio presents Honored Enemy by Raymond E. Feist and William R. Forschen, narrated by Matt Bates. Prologue. Intelligence. The rain had stopped. Lord Brucal, Knight Marshal of the Armies of the West, entered the command pavilion, snorting like a warhorse and swearing under his breath. "Damn weather," he finally said. The elderly general, still broad-shouldered and fit, ran a gloved hand back from his forehead, getting the damp hair out of his eyes. Borick, Duke of Crydee and his second-in-command, looked at his old friend with a wry smile. Brucal was a steadfast warrior and a reliable ally in the politics of the Kingdom of the Isles, as well as an able field general, but he had a tendency towards vanity, though. Borick knew he was getting irritated by the regal mane of hair now being plastered to his skull.
"Still sick?"
Borick was a striking man of middle years, with more black in his hair and beard than grey. He had on his usual garments of black, the only colour he had donned since the death of his wife many years before, and over this he wore the brown tabard of Crydee, emblazoned with a golden gull above which perched a small golden crown, signifying Borick's royal blood. His eyes were dark and piercing, and currently showed a slight amusement at his old friend's bluster. As Borick expected, the old grey-bearded duke swore an oath.
"I'm not sick, dammit. Just a bit of a sniffle."
Borick remembered Brucal when he was a young man, visiting Borick's father at Crydee, his laughter, with his robust joy and a glint in his eye. Even when his reddish-brown hair and beard had turned grey, Brucal had been a man who lived each day to the fullest. Today was the first time Borick recognised that Brucal was now an old man. On the other hand, it had to be said that Brucal was an old man who could quickly draw a sword and do considerable harm, and he refused to admit he was ill. Brucal pulled off his heavy gauntlets and handed them to an aide. He allowed another to remove the heavy fur-lined weather cloak he had worn from his own tent. He was dressed in simple blue trousers and a grey tunic, his tabard left behind in his tent.
"And this bloody rain doesn't help."
"Another week of this and the snows will be falling in earnest."
"According to our scouts, it's already snowing heavily up north, around the Lake of the Sky," replied Brucal. "We should consider sending the reserves back to Lamut and Yabon for the winter."
Borick nodded.
"We might get one more week of clement weather before the winter storms come, though. Just enough time for the Serrani to start something. I think we'll keep half of the reserves close by. I'll order the other half back to Lamut."
Brucal looked at the campaign map on the large table before Borick. He said,
"They haven't been doing much lately, have they?"
"The same as last year," said Borick, pointing at the map. "A sortie here, a raid there, but there's little evidence they seek to expand much anymore."
Borick studied the map. The invading Serrani had taken a large chunk of the Grey Tower Mountains and the Free Cities of Natal, but had seemed satisfied to hold a stable front for the last 5 years of the war. The Dukes had managed one successful raid through the valley in the mountains the Serrani had used as their beachhead, and since then, intelligence about what was occurring behind enemy lines was non-existent. Brucal blew his nose in a rag used to oil weapons, and then threw it into a brazier nearby. His large nose now looked red and shiny. The 9-year campaign had taken its toll on him, Borick noticed. Borick thought back to a moment when the first sightings of the Serrani invaders had been reported by two boys at his own keep, who had found a wrecked Serrani ship on the headlands near his castle at Crydee. Later, word had been brought by the Elven Queen of aliens in the forests that lay between her own Elvendar and the Duchy of Crydee. The world had changed. The fact of an alien invasion from another world via a magic gate was no longer a source of wonder. Borick had a war to fight and win. He had added some marks with brush and ink to the campaign map.
"What's this?"
asked Brucal, pointing to a notation Borick had added earlier in the morning.
"Another
Sample complete. Ready to continue?